You got your Bible, I want you to turn with me to Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. I want to share with you this morning from the Word of God for a few moments on the subject of the idea of put on the Lord to protect you in your Christian faith. Put on the Lord to protect you in your Christian faith, your influence, what you can do in the areas of the Lord. Paul, in his writings to the Romans, is sharing with them things that many of them, Old Testament, just like the commandments, and how to live a Christian life and how to do things that are done. And the exciting thing to me of the trip that our team has been fortunate enough to be able to go and witness for themselves is the excitement and how that the Lord has worked in their lives. So many different ways. But I want to back up a couple of verses. Me and the Lord struggled over this as I was preparing this. But as you look back into the previous chapter, chapter 13, verse 10 there, it said, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. What God was able to demonstrate that I picked up on and the excitement of these that they've returned from the time I seen them come off the escalator and stuff to right now is the excitement that they got to see firsthand God at work, you know, and their lives and the lives of those that they made a difference in. But Paul told something to the church at Rome that was very interesting. In verse 11, verse 10, he said, love worketh no ill. But in 11, he says, and that knowing the time. I don't think any of us ever stop and reflect really on just what time it is. And our fulfilling our responsibilities for the Lord. He said, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of the sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. I think God woke up a group of people from Bexley Baptist Church this week as they were in Peru. God said it's high time to wake up. The rest of us, you know, we need to experience that awakening. You know, that we're just not going through the motions of being what God wants us to be. He said the reason it's time to wake up is because our salvation is nearer than when we believed. You know, every hour that ticks by, we're an hour closer to being with the Lord. We don't know the day, we don't know the hour, but either through death or through the rapture of the church, we're going to be out of here and we're going to be with the Lord. Listen to what he said in verse 12. He said, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of salvation of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. The day is far spent. You know what that says to me? Been a lot of wasted days, hasn't it? A lot of opportunities that have grown by us that we missed. And he said, even though the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. And darkness signifying sin and wrong and stuff. Light, purity, and innocency. And he said, let us put on the armor of light. God redressed this team this week. He said, it's gone. From a sin of self to a sin of worthiness, doing the Lord's will. Verse 13, he said, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, and nor in clamoring and wantonness, not in strife and envy. But here's what he tells us to do. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And decision has to be made. You know, who's number one? Self or the Lord? You know? And I see this team as they've come home dressed differently when they left, because they've come home with the armor of God as their breastplate. Then he gets into what we should do. And I'll try to keep this brief as we go into chapter 14. But I want to point to you two or three things that he tells us to do. First, number one, he said, him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputation. You know, when we see those individuals that are hurting, when we notice the things that's happening in the lives of people that are struggling in their hearts and their lives, they're weak in the faith. You know, they can be led just any way by anyone. And most of the time they might be found not in the ways of the Lord. And the struggle that Paul was having with the church at Rome was little nitpicking things that really didn't make a difference in their lives. And one of the things that they were struggling over was the food they ate. And so as Paul is dealing with the Gentiles living amongst the Jews, and the Jews were raised not to eat pork. I never did figure out what the Lord was doing there, you know, when I'm proud he made me a Gentile, not a Jew. But as we're dealing with it here, he said, one believeth that he may eat all things. That's me, except lasagna. Another who is weak eateth herbs. One eats meat, one thinks he's a vegetarian. Which one's right? Listen what he says. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let not him that which eateth not judge him that eateth. For God hath received him. He made us all different. We all got different tastes, different ideas, different thoughts, different ways of doing things in our hearts and our lives. And as long as they're not contrary to the laws that the Lord had laid down in the days prior to that, he said, let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. If you want to do without something in your life, you know, that's not contrary to your Christian walk, you know, what difference does it make if you're a vegetarian or if you are a lover of meat in your heart? He said, don't despise him that eateth not. Who art thou that judges another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth, yet he shall be holding up. For God is able to make him stand. God is able to help us through whatever temptations we may face in our lives and what's happening. And if your struggle, whatever that struggle may be, in your heart and your life, give it to God. He'll help you with it. Now, team, I want to warn you something. The devil don't like what he saw last week. And he don't like the excitement as you brought home yesterday. And he's going to do everything in his power to bring you down off of that high that you're on right now. But if you give place to the devil, guess what he's going to do? He's going to destroy the joy that you enjoy in your heart and your life at this very moment. Don't give place to the devil. Don't let little things that don't amount to a hill of beans change what God has done in your lives this week. As you move along, there's going to be people that's going to come at you and probably say something to you they did to me, and still do today in a lot of ways. But they'll say unto you, you know, well, give them a week, give them 2 weeks, you don't never know the difference, you know. They'll just, you know, it'll all pass, it'll go away. But it's up to you and the Lord. And he said, put on the Lord in order that God can work through you in whatever struggle. But you notice what he said in that fourth verse there? He said, for God is able to make you stand. God can support you. He can bring you through whatever trial you may have. Some of them were struggling with having church on Saturday. Some of them were struggling with, is Sunday the right day? Is this right or that right? He said, let every man be persuaded in his own mind. Another place Paul tells them to work out their salvation with fear and trembling. You know, to me, as long as they are following the steps of Jesus and what he did in dying on that cross, he said, whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. There's different strokes for different folks and different ways to go about it, but there's just one God, one Lord and one Savior for us in our hearts and our lives. What difference if I make, you know, every day was a day of worship last week, wouldn't it? Y'all went, you started as soon as you got there with your ministry, and you worked till the time for you to come home, and God was there with you every step of the way. You know, in my ministry, you know, I don't know from day to day. Phone will ring. That may be an invitation to me to preach a funeral or do a wedding or do a hospital visit or witness to somebody that's laying there on their deathbed or whatever. I don't know what God has prepared for me. But I know this, he'll never call on me to do anything he didn't equip me and empower me to do. And the same promise he gave me, he gave to you, to do his will in our lives. And verse 7, after he got through and he talked to them about whether it was safe to eat meat, whether it was right to eat vegetables, whether it was right to do this or do that, he said, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Then in verse 7, he said, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Isn't that wonderful? Whatever tomorrow holds, or the rest of this day in my life, I know who holds the day. I know who holds my hand. Know what he's going to do for me in my heart and my life because of the decision I made for him and trusted him as Lord and Savior, my heart and my life. Beware and be ready. Team, because Satan's going to come after you, and he's going to do everything he can to destroy you. The little quarrels, the little fusses, the little, don't pay them any attention. Do just like he said about, don't, if you want to eat meat, eat it. If you don't. But don't condemn your brother because of the choice they made, as long as it's within Christian values. He said, if you want to go to church on Sunday, go to church. If you want to go on Monday, go on Monday. You know, whatever. As long as you're serving the Lord. It ain't about us. It's about Him that we are to serve and what we're to do with our hearts and our lives. But He gave us a warning. What did He say? The day is far spent. The hour is coming. Sooner or later, whenever God gets ready, He's going to say, son, go bring my children home. And we're going to be out of here. But the decisions we make here is going to carry with us throughout all of eternity and our hearts and our lives. We're going to be with Him. The things that He has for us in our hearts. Will you pray with me? A few moments, Brother Ernie's going to come and he'll lead us in a verse of invitation. You've heard the testimonies. You've seen the Spirit has filled this team this week. The joy and the fulfilling of that Spirit that they brought home to us to share this morning. And more to come in the future, Lord. We thank You for that. But God, I cannot help but think that it has caused many of us who were not privileged to go with them to realize how dry our spiritual life may have become. That we need that awakening like our team received. And God, we don't have to go to Peru for that, but it can begin right here. And Lord, the enthusiasm and the encouragement of this team on the lives of the rest of us as we face something very important in the life of our church every year in Vacation Bible School. It just won't be a time of Bible school where we entertain kids. But it'll be a time of Bible school where we instill in kids the good news of Jesus Christ to the point and the place they come to a realization they need the Lord. People need the Lord. I thank You, Father, as You've already begun to work in the lives of some individuals to prepare and get ready, as this team has pledged themselves to go out and share the good news of Jesus round about us here, right in Bexley. Things are in the move and the motions to do Your will. But right now, God, as You search our hearts, if there's any decision, any need, any thought, these altars are open, maybe they just want to come kneel and pray. Thank God for what He has done through the lives of these individuals. What He's going to continue to do in the life of our church. Whatever God may say to you, would you be obedient? Would you do it? Father, speak to our hearts. It's our prayer right now. In Jesus' name, amen. What are we singing, brother?